Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring news, music, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. A revolution of harmony, sustainability, abundance, peace, and love. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. In this program, we're featuring RAP Summit 2020. That's Rancher Advocacy Program. The first ever inaugural RAP Summit. We'll be hearing all about it. With snippets from the summit that was just recently held.
Hi, I'm Jane Velez Mitchell. Welcome to the Rancher Advocacy Program Summit. We are here to tackle perhaps the most important question of our time. How can ranchers and farmers survive and thrive without using animals, evolving to something more sustainable? I'm here in Los Angeles, but I'm going to throw it straight out to my co-host, Renee King Sonnen in Texas. Take it away, Renee.
Thank you, Jane. I'm so honored to be here for the first ever inaugural RAP Summit. The Rancher Advocacy Program is a result of a Texas beef cattle ranch that went vegan. That's right, in Texas, Angleton, we had a vegan change of heart when I could no longer tolerate the cows going to sale and getting slaughtered. As a result, our story landed in the laps of everyday people all over the world, and the Rancher Advocacy Program was born.
Because I've talked to ranchers, eighth generation cattle ranchers, that tell me, you know, our kids don't want to inherit the farm. They're going vegan and vegetarian. I've heard this over and over, and this is one of the big problems coming into our society.
So we were coordinating this with Davey's parents, and they're like, okay, well, there's a schedule in November for some of the cows to be picked up for auction.
Did you round them up?
No. Hell no. Ah!
These kids that are coming up do not want to inherit the cruelty, period. We've got to help them. The Ranchers Advocacy Program is positioned to do that.
Now, we've got people watching from around the world. We've got an incredible panel of thought leaders, filmmakers, vegan entrepreneurs, engineers, people who help develop the internet, as well as rancher and farming families. So I want to start with one of my favorite people on the planet. She inspires me so much, Miyoko Shinner of Miyoko's Creamery. She has one of the top vegan brands in the world, incredible vegan butters and plant-based cheeses. Miyoko, how do we connect the products that you need, your ingredients, with these farmers and ranchers who want to make something else? How do we marry them?
Sure. Hi, Jane and Renee. Thanks for having me on. It's nice to connect with everybody. This is a very, very important topic, because what we really, really need to do going forward is show ranchers and people in the animal agriculture industry that the plant-based industry is not the problem. We are not the threat, that we are the solution. We are also facing a huge supply chain issue as, for example, fava beans are becoming increasingly popular in the plant-based community for plant-based companies. And we're going to be facing potentially a shortage of things like fava bean protein as well as a pea protein. So if we can help these farmers transition to crops that can become part of the supply chain for this burgeoning new industry, then we will be providing farmers an opportunity to become part of the solution and not continue to make a problem.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. Renee?
Thank you so much, Miyoko. We are so honored to have you.
So I want to go straight out to another one of my heroes, Kim Sterla of Animal Place. This is one of the longest running sanctuaries in the nation.
You know, for so many years, we've worked with a number of farmers, all egg farmers, those doing free range and those also doing battery operation. And so we have a wonderful cooperative agreement with them that when they are quote unquote depopulating after about a year and a half, when most of them are going to be gassed, on site in California, they're letting us come in and take hundreds and hundreds. So every year we're saving about 3,000 birds, and then they're going to the adoption queue. Animal Place is an animal rights vegan organization. We promote plant-based diets. We bring people into the sanctuary to educate them how to make educated dietary choices.
Wow. Renee?
The next thought leader, brilliant mind that we have coming on, his name is Eugene Cook. And Eugene is changing the landscape of inner city communities. He's helping people to learn how to grow food in their own backyard and getting innovative in the process.
Yes, greetings. Hi, everyone. It's good to be here. It's a very interesting conversation. It's something that's rather new to me. So the question about what can ranchers do? If ranchers are really uninterested in doing type of farming that they've been doing, and it really depends on the mean and average age of these farmers, because there's a tremendous amount of workload that is required to grow food in a natural regenerative way. And what we have been doing, Grow Where You Are, what we do is we focus on the youth. We focus on young people. We focus on making sure that young people who are already interested and who are already living a vegan lifestyle, these are our core team that we have been growing alongside with. We have a strategic initiative called Growing Options. And in there, we teach young people who already have a basic understanding of agriculture and horticulture. We take it the next step so that they start to look at the food system in total. And again, these are people who are already vegan and who are the main thing that they are preparing for is access to land that we're speaking of here. One of the best things we think ranchers can do is decide how much of that land they're ready to deed over to young people who are interested. As you stated before, the ranchers have said that their children do not want to inherit the cruelty. So if there are young people who are not interested in taking on that land and the responsibility that comes with it, we have many young people that we know who are ready to receive that and are actually trained and prepared right now to grow food in a regenerative, veganic fashion. So what Grower You Are suggests, we suggest that if you have land, you're over 55 years of age, and you want to know how to do something productive, you contact us, and we can make sure that that land is transferred into the hands of young growers who are ready to start to produce all the things we're talking about from Miyoko's ingredients, as well as sorghum as a grain and as a fuel and as a sweetener, and millet, okra is a superfood. These are all things that are ideal for where we are. We're in southeast of the United States here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we know that when we tend to this land properly in the ways of Dr. George Washington Carver, making sure that we do rotations with peanuts, looking at agroecology, looking at the work of Pierre Rabhi and Wangari Maathai and Vandana Shiva, and we look at how to produce multiple crops like lentils, sorghums, millets, barleys, yams, pumpkins. We need to start producing our carbohydrate sources, because right now America's getting ready to go into a tremendous, tremendous hunger. We are going to see, they say after December 26th, millions of people are going to lose their unemployment benefits. That's going to include EBT and all of that. So we're going to have localized food systems in urban areas with carbohydrates and protein production happening on rural farm sites. Grow Where You Are is prepared. We have an agenda and we have the people who can do that work. So we suggest anybody who's ready, transfer a portion of that property, get it off your hands, get it into legal ownership with our growers that can have equity in this work, and let's get the food growing. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Eugene. Appreciate you so much.
I want to go now to Dr. Silas Rao, who is my hero. He is a man who was instrumental in the advancement of internet speeds. He's an engineer, Stanford PhD. You look at the big picture.
The food system is not there to give nutrition to people. It is there to make money for corporations. You know, an example is, you know, when this gentleman I know, Paul Chatelain in Chicago, he had one artery 100% blocked, and two major arteries 65% blocked. And he couldn't even walk 10 steps without losing his breath. And he went to his cardiologist, and the cardiologist told him, you have two choices. Either you get a triple bypass heart surgery, or you go on a whole food plant-based diet. And he chose the whole food plant-based diet. And to understand how to eat like that, he went to the Esselstyn's farm, and he took a 30-day course on how to cook like this. And it cost him $975. So then he tried to get Blue Cross Blue Shield to reimburse him for the $975, and they wouldn't do it. But they were willing to pay $125,000 for his triple bypass heart surgery. But they didn't have a code to reimburse for the cooking classes. This is exactly the situation we face on a global level.
Thank you, Dr. Silas. And next we have up one of my really great favorites, Robert Grillo. Robert is an activist. He's an author. He's a speaker. He's the founder and director of Free From Harm. And he is really out there trying to do all he can to end slaughterhouses. In Chicago, we have the one and only Robert Grillo. Tell us all about it.
Thanks, Renee, and hello to everyone. It's great to be a part of this summit. And so Slaughter-Free Cities is the campaign that we're working on right now with the goal of helping to end slaughter through a network of local chapters that benefits animals, the planet, workers, and communities. So we set up chapters where people seek us out for help. And sometimes we set up chapters with local activists there to fight a slaughterhouse proposal or an existing slaughterhouse. We had a couple of major successes recently with our Milwaukee chapter, which defeated a $60 million slaughterhouse proposal, the first of its kind in Milwaukee. The same company tried to open up a slaughterhouse in its hometown of Franklin, which is about 20 minutes outside of Milwaukee. Has been operating for 40 years, wanted to build a $73 million slaughterhouse in Franklin. And the city council, the pressure we put on the city council, they voted against it. But then that wasn't the end of the story. After that, the lawyers for the slaughterhouse, the high-powered lawyers came in and had a closed-door session with the city council, and they re-voted. And in this case, they voted for it. But the battle is not over. We are going to continue to fight this and other proposals. We use a four-pronged strategy. We use nonviolent resistance and action. We use litigation. We use legislation. And finally, negotiation. And what I mean by negotiation maybe is most relevant to this discussion. In one case, all else failed, and it was a done deal, and there was a slaughterhouse proposal in a town that was green-lighted, and we came in way too late to do anything about it. Our last resort, we picked up the phone and we talked to the slaughterhouse owner. We had several people in that community call him and say, hey, this isn't really the right business. We welcome you to our small town, but this is really not the kind of business we need here. And he listened and was humble. I was really impressed at how humble and responsive he was. So he changed his mind and he decided another type of business might be better.
We're listening to Robert Grillo of Slaughter Free Chicago and Free From Harm. He's one of the speakers at the RAP Summit, Rancher Advocacy Program. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with more of RAP Summit 2020. RAP Summit, Rancher Advocacy Program.
Hi, this is Jeff Galindo wishing you a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, this is Emma with the Regional Environmental Council urging you to support Community Radio WCUW Worcester with a pledge of support to 508-753-2284.
Break. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're continuing with our special of the RAP Summit 2020 Rancher Advocacy Program, hosted by Jane Velez Mitchell of Jane Unchained News Network and Renee King Sonnen, founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary and co-founder of Rancher Advocacy Program. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM and live streaming worldwide at WCUW.org.
So Kip Anderson, you have your thumb on the pulse, being a filmmaker who really is capturing the zeitgeist, as it were. When this started, this movement, it was like every farmer had to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, that's the tough thing is the big one is subsidies. It's such a powerful thing that's in both films. One of the few things that were in both Cowspiracy and What the Health is the whole concept of Meatonomics. It's a phenomenal book, and the subsidies is so unbelievable. And we just touch it in both films. But the more you know about how much money we're paying from our DAC tax dollars to lower the prices, if the subsidies were taken out, the prices would be so high that people would not want it. There's some animal activists, part of this movement, they focus on just subsidies. Like if we just take the subsidies out and put this into subsidies for like hemp farming and converting to these other industries that are so beyond sustainable, thrivable, that help our planet and everything, people will make those choices to eat healthier. And then our planet, because the prices will come down for all the healthy foods and raise for all the horrible ones. How to, you know, bring everyone together. It's, you know, basically that's what this discussion is these alternative solutions that you can replace animals with other things like hemp growing and mushrooms and microgreens and even retreats. You know, some of the story I mentioned really briefly in Brazil, where they rewilded their entire community. Now they have a school, they have a retreat center there, they have a school there, and it's all about regenerative farming, how to transform whatever land you have. And so there's just so many different creative solutions out there. So it's really just you know, putting this all together that we're talking about.
Holly, I know you're doing a lot with Star Love Ranch to regenerate your lands.
But you guys inherited the ranch. You are from a longtime family of ranchers, but you yourself didn't want to do what your previous generations had done because of compassion. Just spell that part out, if you would.
Yeah, compassion for the animals and also compassion for the land. You know, the land itself was pretty battered from 150 years of family ranching practices. So when we came onto the scene and took over stewardship, it was important for us to save the cows so that they were no longer going to slaughter, and also to save the land and regenerate it so that wildlife could also thrive here. Yeah, just be symbiotic with us, the humans, the rescue animals, the wildlife, and the land itself.
Well, this is such an important aspect. We want to bring in more of the ranchers and farmers now. So let's hear from another ranching family.
I am so honored to introduce a great family, Cindy and Richard Traylor. Y'all have just really, really come a long way. To watch Cindy and Richard Traylor go vegan, sixth generation cattle ranchers, has been unbelievable in Texas. When Cindy called me, unable to, you know, fathom sending honey to slaughter, Richard was about to send honey to slaughter because she was no longer able to produce. And she was in tears. Richard was no way he was going to go vegan. And now this man is vegan. And I want right now, instead of me telling you any more about him, Cindy, Richard, why don't y'all tell everybody here why you are transitioning your farm in Huntsville, Texas.
You know, the epiphany, once you get to over that hump, you realize how common sense takes over, and there's two coexisting problems that are so highlighted, and those are what I've been hearing this afternoon from everybody here, and those two coexisting obstacles, if you will, or problems are you're killing the planet while you're killing yourself. You're killing your planet just to kill yourself. And I really think when more research is done, you're going to find that the basis of all diseases are probably animal protein. I feel so much better. You know, I don't want to make this all about me, but my body is just so much better. I don't have Charlie horses after getting out and sweating all day long. I hadn't had a Charlie horse in 8 months. And yeah, I used to laugh at veganism, and I never dreamed I would. But yeah, now it's a way of life.
One of the more important things that Davey and I are doing is raising vegan children. We have 2-year-old twins that have been vegan since I was pregnant with them. And they're very engaged in conversation. Like if their grandparents offer them something to eat, they ask, is it vegan? But through this process of being vegan parents, we've met a really wonderful, beautiful community of people that are also raising vegan children. So it's important that we're having these conversations and we're, you know, strategizing solutions, knowing that there's a whole generation of people, of humane people being born, compassionate people that don't have to be indoctrinated into the cycle of abuse blindly. You know, they come into this world knowing what I'm sure most of us wish that we came into this world knowing. And it's inspiring and just instills a lot of hope in us to know so many amazing little kids that, you know, never have had meat, have never had to go through that process or come out of that process, right? When the veil is dropped and you realize what you've been contributing to. So
you're normalizing the compassion. You're normalizing the compassion for your kids. You know, yeah. It's you're not normalizing the violence. And so, right. You know, one of the things I want all of you out there to know is that Holly really is the inspiration for the Rancher Advocacy Program. She is the one that inspired me with her panic and her passion.
We're listening to snippets of the 2.5-hour Rancher Advocacy Program Summit, the RAP Summit 2020.
Thank you for making such a difference, such a big difference. None of us would be here without Miyoko's Creamery, without Mercy for Animals and Veg Fund, V-Dog. Our dog's wonderful dog food, Free From Harm. Robert Grillo was on the panel, as is, of course, Miyoko and Leah Garces. It's Jerky, y'all, the great Texas vegan jerky, and Veg World Magazine. So we're, and then, of course, we have folks that are cross-posting all over the country right now and in other parts of the world.
You can hear the full RAP Summit on the Facebook page of Vegan Nation WCUW. I'm greatly honored that Vegan Nation was invited to be one of the cross posters of the live stream of the RAP Summit, which was held Saturday, November 21st, 2020.
Oh my God, my baby. Wow, here's somebody that actually gets it, that understands this and isn't afraid to say it in the middle of, you know, cattle country, no less.
It's great to rescue these animals, but until we start rescuing ranches, we're going to continue to have that outpouring of animals. Individual animals that need to be saved.
Throughout this Vegan Nation program, we've heard the music of Will Tuttle, the Chicken Song. We also heard Be Healthy by Dead Prez. And we'll be going out with Unknown Reggae by Kelly McKay.
What we gained is a heart for what really matters. And that is the animals, the land, education. I'm so proud of all of you that are helping our kids choose compassion with your programs designed to take these animals out of FFA. We too have 9 or 10 animals here from FFA and 4-H, you know, and we have a program called Families Choosing Compassion. And they come here and they take care of their animals instead of sending them to slaughter now. We have a whole program designed around it. It's beautiful.
I met him at a protest, dolled up in his finest finery, a Malcolm X t-shirt and a tambourine. To love him it was hopeless, the cannons fairly shook the barricade. We came in at the chorus, I could hear him say, eat that burger, past the kitchen condiments, eat that mother, don't let a hot sauce hit the spot, eat that torture.
Summit 2020. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com. Please join us again next week at the same time.
We're going to talk about solution specifics. So you hit, Renee, the micro solutions, and I'm going to hit some of the macro solutions because I think that's the heart of the issue where we can really make some change.
Well, you know, thank you, Jane.
Have like a food healers cooperative where we make sure that healthy immune boosting food is freely available to every human being on the planet. Can we not do that as a species?
Even that torture, won't you let your conscience warn you? I for that mother, you can't see.
We're listening to Nellie McKay, Unknown Reggae. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.